When you read in your news feeds that the Russian people are under the impression that the so-called war in Ukraine is really an intervention to save the Ukrainians from the Nazi government that subjugates them, you might wonder how it is in this information age, how misinformed they can be. Granted, the Russians pretty much control the news outlets, and if you were to say the intervention was really an invasion, well, good luck to you, comrade, in your new home at the Gulag. The internet still works. The truth is actually out there, available at the click of a computer. A little curiosity might uncover the facts. But no, the Russians are like us, intellectually lazy, gullible as folks who send money to help Nigerian princes, and altogether more interested in stories that feed their gripes and grievances. Those damn Ukrainians, discriminating against Russian-speaking citizens, preventing them from rejoining the Soviet Union. One of the tenets of democracy we used to be taught in grade school was that we all have the right to express our opinion. So be it. But let's agree that not all opinions are equal, and some are undeserving of respect. Bill Gates gave a speech the other day saying he was surprised that people would accuse him of creating vaccines that are dangerous and deadly. He argued that his vaccines had saved countless thousands of lives. What the? He wondered. You can still hear folks out there in the hinterlands of talk radio screaming for Fauci to be locked up. Or worse. If the mobs can call for the heads of people who have dedicated a goodly part of their lives and money toward helping mankind, what do you think they would do to you when they come looking for new culprits, fresh scapegoats, and more targets for their rage? Ignorance might be bliss, but not to those around the ones whose beliefs are based on mumbo-jumbo and hot meat politics. Keep an eye on them. They're arming themselves with pitchforks and AK-47s, and one of our political parties seems to be encouraging them.